farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, the Agriculture Ministry is now fully recovered from recent natural disasters, with the banana seeing a 64% growth and production of several main crops up. And later, our proverb of the day, I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there wonder you just cut me off so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us my granny dead, and the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. Me call customer service right now, cause this not right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the Commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend the phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
Current agricultural production level is above what existed before Hurricane Sandy in 2012. The rebound of banana production is a remarkable demonstration of this recovery.
The production levels that were attained in the first quarter of 2014 has surpassed what obtained before the hurricane in 2012. That means we have made a full recovery, continuing rather, and the path of growth.
Prominent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury. When compared to the first quarter of 2012, banana production has increased by 64%.
In the first quarter of this year, that is between January to March, banana production increased by 64% if we compare to the first quarter of 2012 before Hurricane Sandy.
The production of vegetables, condiments, and fruits are also on the rise.
Vegetable, 16% increase. Condiments, 16.2%. Fruits, 25%. Cereals, 14.8%. Planting, 198%. Potatoes, 35.5%. Yams, 9%. Sorrel, 28%.
In the meantime, farmers' complaints about not being able to find markets for their produce have drastically reduced to almost zero. This has resulted from the government's decision to not issue import licenses without first carefully considering the negative impact on local production, among other measures.
We have begun to curtail our imports of food items. Based on figures from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, between January and March, food imports decreased from $267 million to $252 million.
Mr. Stanbury is encouraging farmers to continue producing and says the ministry will help farmers to overcome different challenges facing the sector, including drought and bushfires.
Because the only sustainable way out of the crisis to boost the dollar and to make the Jamaica dollar stronger is to grow more, export more, and import less.
Prominent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury. The proverb for this morning is, "I know everything soak up water, a sponge." Translation, it's not everything that soaks up water is a sponge. This means you're to scrutinize carefully before making decisions. That's where we wrap up this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With the studio engineer Joel Samuel, and for producer Evadne Brown and Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.